Next item on the agenda is Deborah Malisi, item number 18-1784. Mr. Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Last time.
Yeah.
I'd like to call your attention to the northern neck now, Northumberland County.
And this is an appeals of the Wetlands Board decision, correct?
That's correct, Mr. Commissioner.
Okay.
This is an appeal by 28 freeholders of the December 11th, 2018 decision of the Northumberland County Wetland Board to approve the installation of 125 linear foot riprap revetment extending over a jurisdictional beach adjacent to property situated along the Potomac River at 145 Riverside Court. This is the location of the Malisi property. The project is located in the Harbor Point subdivision at the confluence of the Potomac River and the bay. The only improvements on the beach on the subject property are two deteriorated groins, neither of which have been maintained. The Harbor Point Homeowners Association property is a community beach located approximately 720 feet east and downriver of the applicant's property. Recent storm events have washed away the protective dune along the applicant's back beach, leaving an approximately 7 foot high escarped bank. The applicant's home is located approximately 65 feet, you'll see in the drawing here, approximately 65 feet from the top of the scarp. Their freshwater well, which is approximately in this location here, freshwater well is only about 15 feet from the top of that raw bank. I'll show some pictures in a moment that'll give you an idea of the condition of that bank. The stated purpose of the project as provided in the submitted application is to protect the property and the existing home from further erosion. Give you an idea what it looks like from an angle. There's the scarp, 7 feet high. This is only a 2-to-1 slope, most stable orientation slope, 2-to-1 slope. It's going to extend 14 feet from the base of the scarp. There'll be a buried toe here. These PVC pipes you'll see in the photographs following, they denote the leading edge, the toe of the revetment. And this is a photograph taken in June of 2018, and you can see that there's a pretty substantial dune here. Sand fences, and the groins are out in this location here. The Northumberland County Wetland Board considered the application at their December 11, 2018 public hearing, and they approved the project unanimously. Here's another view of the beach. We're at the northern end of the property, the upstream end of the property, and as you can see, that dune is gone. And you can see this is a raw bank. This is material that's gone over, and you'll see in a couple other slides that's a clay. That's 7 feet high right there. Mr. David Whidden, who is present today, a member of the Harbor Point Homeowners Association Board of Directors, filed a petition for appeal on behalf of 28 freeholders of the December 11, 2018 decision of the Northumberland County Wetland Board to approve the Malisi project. The petition was received on December 21, 2018 and considered timely pursuant to Section 28.21411B of the Code of Virginia. The HOA has based their appeal on a belief that the board failed to consider several factors required by the law. First, they argue that the board failed in its consideration of 28.21302, Section 10, Subsection 1 of the Code of Virginia. This section of the code states that the board shall grant the permit if the anticipated public and private benefits of the proposed activity exceed its anticipated public and private detriment. They suggest that the revetment would in all likelihood create scour holes at the property boundaries and in front of the revetment. And further, the loss of beachfront would force the adjacent property owners to install similar structures. Here's a view looking down the beach toward the community beach. The Melissi property is here to the right. No evidence of a dune structure, no, of a dune feature. There's that ramp that the children were going over the dune to access the beach. The second matter is the HOA alleges, pursuant to Section 28.2.1308 of the Wetlands Act, the board failed in its consideration of the standards that apply to the use and development of wetlands. They urge that the project will eliminate habitat utilized by the federally endangered northern beach tiger beetle. Third, the HOA argues that the wetlands guidelines state that the alteration of shorelines is ordinarily not justified when there are viable alternatives which can achieve the given purpose without adversely affecting marshes, oyster grounds, and other natural resources. They conclude that the board did not adequately consider the alternatives noted in the Harbor Point Shoreline Situation Report 2017 by the Advisory Services Report prepared by the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. The board had this report before them at the December 11th hearing. The board opened the public hearing initially considering the testimony of Ms. Melissi's agent, Mr. Joey Scott. Mr. Scott described the revetment's dimensions, composition, and construction methodology. You saw some images of that structure just a few moments ago. He noted that the beach had been reduced from 100 feet wide to 55 feet wide following the recent hurricane season. Here's another view. We're looking upstream this time, and there are the PVC pipes I mentioned right there. This is roughly the leading edge of the structure. As you can see, beach tapers down, and the revetment will be behind and to the left on this image. Mr. Scott noted the 20-mile fetch at the project location. Additional supporting testimony was provided by the applicant and her husband, Dr. Douglas Melissi. Testimony in opposition was provided by adjacent and nearby property owners. Concern was expressed that the sand adjacent to the proposed revetment would be scoured away, especially at the terminal ends of the structure. The opponents speculated that the scouring would compel neighboring property owners to consider installing similar revetment structures. The opposition believes the long-term stability of the beach would best be achieved by the repair and continued maintenance of the groin field. You see elements of it here. The opposition pointed to the VIM study for support of their position. Here's another view of the Melissi alignment. As you can see, that's just material that's come down off the bank. Every individual in the audience was given an opportunity to address the board. Rebuttal testimony was heard from the applicant, who maintains that the sand and groin field does not adequately protect their upland property. Ms. Melissi added that the protective dune and beach are gone and that her property has since eroded back to an exposed clay scarp, which is only 15 feet from her freshwater well. The public hearing was then closed. Several board members participated in a brief discussion of the project, adding that armor stone revetment structures have been very successful in protecting properties along the Potomac River. One member advised that the groins in a wide beach contribute to the stability of a shoreline and recommended that the applicant repair the existing groins. A motion was made and seconded to approve the project as proposed, employing the rationale that the armor stone revetment was the appropriate method to protect the home and property from further erosion, and that vote was unanimous. In way of summary and recommendation, ladies and gentlemen, staff would like to point out that first, the HOA based its appeal on code sections from the Wetland Zoning Ordinance 28.2-1300 of the Code of Virginia. The project was instead correctly considered by the Northumberland County Wetland Board pursuant to the Coastal Primary Sand Dune Ordinance, Section 28.2-1400 of the Code. Nevertheless, the HOA's freeholder appeal was considered timely and therefore requires the commission review. The Coastal Primary Sand Dune and Beaches Protection Act declares that it's the policy of the commission, whenever reasonably necessary, to preserve and protect coastal primary sand dunes and beaches and prevent their despoliation and destruction, and whenever practical, to accommodate necessary economic development in a manner consistent with the protection of these features. VMRC staff is of the opinion that the submitted application is consistent with state policy inasmuch as the proposed revetment is deemed minimally necessary by the board to protect the applicant's existing well and potable water supply. As such, staff believes that the board adequately considered the project's anticipated public and private benefits and detriments. The HOA additionally argues that the board failed to consider appropriate alternatives that would minimize impacts to adjacent property owners and natural resources. Staff feels that the board carefully considered all testimony, pro and con, and additionally suggested that the applicant consider repairing the existing groins. The commission is reminded that pursuant to Section 28.2-1413 of the Code, the standards for review and basis for determining the appropriateness of the board's decision is limited to the determination of whether the board, in reaching its decision, fulfilled its responsibility and whether the substantial rights of the appellant were prejudiced because of the decision of the board or was in violation of constitutional provisions, is in excess of statutory authority or jurisdiction, or made upon unlawful procedure affected by another error of law, unsupported by the evidence of the record, considered as a whole or arbitrary, capricious, or an abuse of that discretion. As such, the commission must consider the procedural correctness of the decision and should not supplant its opinion over that of the board relative to whether or not the revetment or its alignment is the most appropriate remedy for the shoreline erosion experienced at this property, and considering the evidence before the board. There's another view, and this is pretty telling right here. That's a wet bank right there. This is on the south side of the property, and the Association Beach is further off to your left. Accordingly, after, I think that might be the last one right there. Again, we're looking down the beach. Accordingly, after careful review of the record taken as a whole, staff is unable to conclude that the Northumberland County Wetland Board erred procedurally in their decision to approve the 125-foot revetment, along the Melissey property, and that they made a decision consistent with the standards for use of the jurisdictional beach, considering the evidence provided. In addition, the board approved the project based on its experience with similar structures along the Potomac River. Staff recommends, therefore, that the commission approve the board's decision to approve the project as proposed. Of course, I will answer any questions that you might
have. Thank you, Mr. Madden. Any questions by members of the commission? Mr. Ballard.
I understand we're here for an appeal to the Wetlands Board decision. I assume if we choose not to accept the appeal but to stand with the Wetlands Board decision, this will require a further habitat permit?
Well, I believe it is.
No.
If you uphold the board decision, then the board's permit would be issued, and that would cover the project. There's no permit from the commission required here. There's no encroachment over state's emergency.
Okay.
Same thing.
Way up on the beach.
Gotcha.
Further questions by members of the commission? Ms. Everett?
Is our decision-making, or staff's review, also evaluate the Wetlands Board consideration of other alternatives or remedies for the solution, or just that the procedure was carried out in accordance with code?
We'll defer to council on that. Ms. Block?
You cannot basically substitute your judgment on whether or not you think those alternatives should have been accepted. You have to consider whether they fulfilled their responsibilities under the sand dune zoning ordinance to consider them, and whether the substantial rights of the appellant or applicant have been prejudiced because the findings, conclusions, or decisions of the board are in violation of the Constitution, excess of statutory authority, made upon unlawful procedure, or other error or law, unsupported by the evidence on the record, or arbitrary, capricious, or an abuse of discretion. So, it can't just be that you interpret the record differently than the Wetlands Board. It has to be something more egregious than that.
You look under 28.2.14.13 of the code. Mm-hmm. That's the one that delineates, and you can look. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 8 bullet points that says what you can do. Quite honestly, this is a as Ms. Block said, we're not in a position to supplant what we think should or should not have occurred at the Wetlands Board meeting, unless the decision was unsupported by evidence on the record, considered as a whole, arbitrary, capricious, or abuse of discretion. It's a very narrow standard where we've had a number of these through my career. You can't say, well, you know what, I think they should have done this, or I think they should have done this, or that would have been a better way to do that. You have to determine if, when they were making their decision, they followed the standards that are set forth in here. That's why it's an appeal, just like if you have appeal of a criminal trial from circuit court, the judge in the appellate court can't say, well, I think the judge should have treated this person differently, or should have. No, you're considering the constitutional matters that are involved and the rule of law. You can't put your mind in the place of the mind of the Wetlands Board. That's kind of the best way I can explain it. Is that pretty much correct?
Yeah. I think a good analogy is the standard that the commission's decisions generally are reviewed under the APA. It's not the same language, but, I mean, it's actually substantial evidence is the standard in that case. But the courts interpret that as if there's any evidence in the record such that a reasonable mind would not necessarily come to a different conclusion than what the commission came to, then that decision has to be upheld.
Further questions pertaining to that? Any further questions of Mr. Madden? The description's been, presentation was good. Okay, the way the procedure works at this time, the appellant gets to go first, or the appellant's agent. Who intends to testify in this matter? If you would, would you please stand? Everybody that's going to testify, and I mean everybody that's going to testify, stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Who will be first? No, I'm sorry, the appellant. Who is appealing this matter? The agent for those from the Homeowners Association, who is going to be the one that's going to appeal? Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. The appellant gets to go first in this matter. Come forth, address the commission, and tell us why you're appealing this decision pursuant to Section 28.2.1400 of the Code of Virginia.
David Whidden.
Thank you, Mr. Whidden. Good to have you here, sir.
I'm a member of the board of the Harbor Point Homeowners Association.
Good to have you here, sir.
I have only one thing to add to the material that's already been added or submitted for the record.
Okay.
And that Mr. Madden has already gone over. the fact that the Malisi's groins listed in the VINS report are in poor shape. I would venture to use a different adjective.
Okay.
However, they are not functioning as they should. Had the groins been repaired years ago, as the Homeowners Association have asked, and we feel that they would not be in the situation they're currently in. With the groin prepared and sand replenishment, we feel the same outcome would be achieved.
Okay.
All
right. I don't mean to lead, but can you explain to me how you think the Wetlands Board erred in coming to their decision pursuant to the standard of law that we have to use to review?
The Wetlands Board stated that the only thing they could, during the hearing, the only thing they could consider was the application before us, before them, which in my mind states that they could not consider alternatives. They could not consider the effects the groins or the revetment would have on the neighboring property, particularly the downriver property.
Okay. All right. Any questions to the gentleman? Thank you, sir. The applicant wished to be heard.
Joseph Scott, P.O. Box 315, Kilmark, Virginia 22482. I'm the agent for the applicant.
Yes, sir, Mr. Scott.
I'm here if you have any questions. The only thing that I can probably add is that the, and it's in the, this all should be part of what's currently available on the record from the meeting. This particular project, in terms of considering alternatives, from the standpoint of the Malisi's, the contractor, myself, is more to address storm energy that hits this bank. There's a lot to be said for breakwaters, groins. It doesn't matter to me. I'm an agent. I can do whatever is needed. But in this particular case, revetment against the bank and in a way that has been minimized, that's why we're kind of splitting the difference. As you can tell from the drawings, we're not going all the way out. The bank does have a certain amount of slope. They'll be able to crest the top. We can lay it against there with only approximately 7 to 8 feet encroachment into the sand beach area. So from a design standpoint, that was one of the key features. We could have honestly bypassed this whole entire process by putting it in at the toe of the bank, and it would then become an upland structure. However, you have a well that's 15 feet away, and the house is only about approximately 55 to 65 feet away this time. So it's more or less doing something to protect a piece of property that's been destroyed by recent storm events. And it's very similar. And what we're proposing, this portion of it with the revetment, is very similar to what you actually saw in the Ohio Creek, where they had the revetment up against the bank for a storm purpose as almost like a secondary thing. It was mentioned and was said at the meeting as well, a dune can still be here, a living shoreline can still be done, groins can still be put in, sand fence can still be put in, it can be put all over top of that. But at this point, the immediate nature of this, the revetment against the bank seemed to be would provide the most protection, and it's hopefully been designed in a way, or at least the board agreed that it was designed in a way to minimize the impact into the beach area.
Can you show me, is it possible, or is there a picture that you can demonstrate approximately where that well is located?
I can actually give you I'm sorry that we didn't.
Yeah, I don't want anything added. I do not want anything added that's not already in here.
Sorry that we didn't throw that in at the meeting. I didn't expect this. It's essentially right about where that. Am I correct? All right.
We'll get it on the record. This is Mr. Scott.
Yes. It's essentially in here, in this area.
And here means how far back would you say from the shoreline?
From the current top of the bank, it is 15 feet.
15 feet?
Yes. From the top of the edge of the bank, it's 15 feet in this area right in here.
And this well is used for what?
This is artesian well used for the water for the home.
For potable water,
yes.
For the home. It is not an, just to be correct, it is not an irrigation system.
No.
It is a potable, it's for?
It's
human consumption. That's all I need to know. Any further questions? Follow up on that, Ms. Everett.
You mentioned that a dune could be placed in, I guess, channel word of the revetment.
Yes.
Are you planning to do that? Is the applicant planning to do that?
I'm not. At this point, I don't think that that's appropriate to be asked based on the hearing that we're having right now. What he may or may not do, the chair finds that's not.
I don't
answer any more questions until.
Yes, sir.
This is as close to a court hearing as you come to, and if this is appealed, I want to make sure that the record is correct.
Right.
So what might be done later on is not in front of us today,
right,
in all due respect.
Okay.
Further questions pertaining to – any further questions? The chair will rule if they're in order or not. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Do you wish to be heard? Yes, ma'am. Come forward. State your name for the record, please.
Deborah Malisi.
Ms. Malisi, good to have you here. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make a quick mention with regard to the groins, because that obviously keeps being brought up. We do have the two groins on our property. We're fortunate that the upland piece is still connected to what is now the bank, used to be a dune. So we do have a fully functioning groin in the sand. It's completely in the sand, collecting sand. The part in the water is eroded for sure, and we do plan on repairing both of our two groins, the part that's in the water. But the upland shore is connected, and it's functioning greatly at a wide beach. So just for that. And then the concerns about flanking and scouring, there is, well, we did contact both of our neighbors, and we've actually have some mechanisms to mitigate, you know, anything that could possibly happen there. And there is a structure on our beach less than 1,000 feet down that has a...
Ma'am, that's not before us. It's not before us.
Okay.
And what might happen, I note in the record, I've noted that as far as private benefits, the existing well and potable water supply is definitely an existing, that's definitely an existing concern, and the other things that may occur are speculative in nature.
Okay.
And
well,
can't...
saw in the photo of my nephew's on the structure that mm-hmm. was in June of this year, June 25th of this year. We had a sand dune, obviously, way out to the foot of that. Regardless of the condition of our groins, we had a great sand dune in June of this year, and now it's gone. And that was just from the storms that hit us in September and October. So we did, in fact, have a very large dune as of June of this year.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else wish to be heard? Anyone else wish to be heard on this matter? I have one question for staff. Mr. Madden, approximately how many Wetlands Board hearings have you attended during the course of your career here at the Marine Resources Commission?
Well, I can tell you at this particular Wetland Board hearing, there were, I've been here when they heard 29 projects at this board. I've been on this beat for 25 years. And every single month I have at least five from this county alone.
Mm. Okay.
So I can do that pretty fast.
And as the record reflects, did you find anything irregular as far as the ordinance mandates under 28.2-1400 based on your experience as a habitat engineer for the Marine Resources Commission?
Absolutely not.
Further questions of Mr. Madden? Thank you. The matters before the commission for discussion and action. Dr. Neal?
I'm not sure exactly how to phrase it, but we're only deciding if the Wetlands Board did their job or not, and that's kind of where we're at. Did they follow proper procedure? And I've heard nothing that said they failed in their duties. I guess I'm making a motion to accept staff recommendation to uphold the Wetlands Board.
That would be the appropriate motion. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by I had Mr. France first, and then we'll vote. Further discussion on the matter? Mr. Ballard.
I agree with the motion. I think looking through the minutes, it's clear that they've considered all the testimony they had before them and have thoughtful deliberation on the issues. So just commentary.
Thank you for your comments. Further comment? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. It's upheld. And again, in this situation, it is a very narrow standard. All we're doing is evaluating what if the Wetlands Board did what they were supposed to do under the ordinance. So just to make sure that's clear. It may seem kind of a less than engaging hearing, but it's a very formal hearing, and that's the way I think the law is intended to be. So thank you all very much. And by the way, you do have a right to appeal. Every decision from here is appealable to the circuit court. Thank you.